Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Mayor Adams and Greg Abbott going at it in the media as the Texas governor arrived in town to give the keynote at an event hosted yesterday by New York Republicans. Well, the mayor offered to put him up at a migrant shelter.
I'm going to offer him a stay in one of the HERCs so he can see what he has created and understand how we are treating people with the dignity and respect that he should have shown as well.
Well, during a speech at the Hilton in Midtown, Abbott said he had no plans to stop sending busloads of migrants to the Big Apple.
The complaining by Mayor Adams is nothing short than stunning. What he has is a tiny fraction of what Texas gets every single day.
In a statement, the New York Immigration Coalition called Abbott a racist bigot and said, "You are not welcome here." Park Glenn Chuck in the Bronx.
Still feeling pretty wintry out here. I suggest you bring a heavy coat to the game. But after a week on the road, a very successful first week, by the way, the Bombers home for their opener against the Blue Jays.
I'm so excited about the Yankees home opener. I am a native New Yorker, born in Staten Island, raised in Brooklyn.
Let's go, Yankees.
Watch this.
Home of the Yankees.
Let's go, Yankees.
Let's go, Yankees.
However, if you're planning to come out for the 2 o'clock game Monday to take in the eclipse during the game, well, that's not going to happen now. The Yankees announcing first pitch instead of 2 o'clock will be just after 6 o'clock Monday evening. The team apparently concerned about delays in the game that the eclipse could cause. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Opening day, Yankee Stadium.
The Mets finally giving fans something to cheer about. After losing 5, they got their first win of the season.
Being shut out, barely getting any hits until the 9th inning, and then coming back to win, Samuel Cerrito says that's just how the Mets do it.
This is what they do. They wait, you know, they they surprise you, and that's what makes them so special. That's what makes the fans stick around, and you got
to
believe.
What was painfully close to 0-6 turned right around quick with the 9th inning comeback. Spencer Mulley is hoping it's a sign of things to come.
I don't think anyone in the building was expecting a win with the way the first game went today and the way the second one was going, not getting a hit. But hey, maybe this can turn things around.
Certainly warmed up the fans, many of whom sat through 2 games in 40-degree temps. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Citi Field.
Here in New York, Attorney General Letitia James is questioning the legality of the $175 million bond that Donald Trump secured in his civil fraud suit. James filing court papers arguing that Knight Specialty Insurance, the California company guaranteeing the money, is not registered to issue appeal bonds in New York. Well, she has now given the Trump team 10 days to file paperwork to justify the bond. A rock-throwing incident at the NYPD's Midtown South precinct now being investigated as a hate crime. It happened just after 7:30 yesterday morning, with at least 5 rocks shattering the front doors of the station house. The vandal took off and is yet to be caught. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. All right, let's talk eclipse, shall we? There's a new map of the path of totality, and it includes Westchester County. That's right. Rome, Utica, and Ithaca are out, but the lower Hudson Valley is in. So you should be able to see the moon block the sun at 2:11 p.m. Monday up in Westchester. The MTA getting in on the 25th anniversary celebration of Law & Order SVU. They are out with special limited edition Metro cards featuring a photo of Mariska Hargitay as Olivia Benson, the longest running character in primetime TV history. They're available starting today at Rockefeller Center, Times Square, Port Authority Bus Terminal, Grand Central, and Penn Station. Only 50,000 have been printed, so if you want one, don't dawdle. Coming up tomorrow, the Empire State Building will be lit to honor the series.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.